A Kettle Moraine High School student was taken into custody yesterday after allegedly writing a threat on a bathroom wall, implying harm to students and staff on a date in the future. Activities at the high school on Thursday night were canceled as a precaution while the building was searched by Waukesha County deputies. The student has been suspended from school. Criminal charges are anticipated. A 43-year-old Hartford woman who stole nearly $65,000 from two community organizations in Erin will spend 90 days in the Washington County Jail and 5 years on probation, plus make full restitution within 3 years. Jennifer L. Horner stole the money from the Erin School Parent Teacher Council and Erin Baseball Club between December of 2007 and January of 2014. She served as treasurer for both organizations during that time. In court yesterday, Bridget Hubing of the PTC said kids in the small school district could have had the new playground equipment they need had Horner not stolen the money. She asked Judge Todd Martins to order Horner to pay immediately. Horner did present a check for $17,000 yesterday, but her attorney said that was all that she and her husband have been able to gather. That leaves just over $27,000 owed to the PTC. The baseball club has already been paid back. Judge Martins said he wanted to send a message that those involved in community groups need to take their fiduciary responsibilities seriously and ensure that donated dollars go to the right place. Horner apparently used the money to pay personal bills and expenses. If she fails on probation, she faces time in prison as she pled guilty to felony theft in a business setting yesterday morning in Washington County Court. A 19-year-old Town of Erin man was fined $264 after deputies in the screening area of the Washington County Courthouse discovered an expired and altered disabled placard hanging from his visor Wednesday afternoon. The man first drew the deputy's attention when he parked in a temporary loading zone and left his vehicle, even though there were plenty of other spots in the lot. After deputies confronted the man, he moved the vehicle to a marked disabled spot and placed the placard on the rearview mirror. Deputies noticed the card looked to have been altered. After a further investigation, it was determined the card had actually expired in 2003. The rightful owner of the card died in 2000. The ticket was for illegal use of a handicap placard.